Hey sister, I'm back. Back for part two. That's right. So last week, in case you missed it, go back and listen to this episode because it will make a lot of sense if you listen to this one first and then this one to that one first. And then this one is an extension and a completion of part one. So in part one, we were studying Proverbs 31 Woman in the Freedom from Overwhelm series based on a live that I did on Facebook in my community. If you want to join my community, by the way, and if you haven't done so, just go to bit.ly/let's be intentional. I go in there live now doing Bible studies. And for this one particular one, I decided to share some of it on the podcast, which I don't always do. So you got lucky, all right? So you are in for a real treat. This is part two. So if you recall, or just to give you a quick summary, in part one, I went through and explained, okay, sit. You read the scripture, you do the it, you write the questions you want to inquire about, meaning you want to write the questions that you want to know about verses or just look more into, or even words that you want to look into, but that you don't have time to look into at that moment, but you want to do it like another day in the week where you have more time, like in the weekend. And then the T is for thoughts, where you write your thoughts, your reflections. So what we were looking at is in the first part, we were looking at the scripture. We wrote down the questions or the words. Actually, we were highlighting the words that we wanted to look deeper into. I even highlighted the words that stood out as part of my reflection as well. So you could always highlight your Bible. You can write notes, whatever. There's different ways you can, make sure you remember different tactics. I'm a teacher, so I know different tactics to help you memorize stuff better. And so that's what we did. But then I left the inquiry, all the questions, all the blue highlight for now, for this episode. So this is where we will answer those that I highlighted in blue in my live. And you didn't have to watch the live to know it because I mentioned all the words here in the podcast, so you'll know what they are as long as you go through the Proverbs 31 woman verses with me. So you can have your Bibles open if you want to do this together, or you can just listen in if you're just listening as you go. It's fine too. You'll get a lot out of it either way. Okay, well, I am ready to dig into the inquiry part today. We are going to look into those words that were highlighted in blue and that I wanted to know more about. So you ready to do this? Okay, let's go.
Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggle to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time.
So these are the words in red that I put down, if you can see the screen here. Noble, right? And so I looked up the word noble, the wife of noble character. And I was like, oh, having or showing fine qualities or high moral principles. Awesome. And these are some thoughts. I put this here. Let me highlight this in a different color. Let's put this in green. I don't think she struggled. These are some of the thoughts I had. I don't think she struggled with overwhelm. I don't think this woman struggled. I think she did have stress on some days because she's only human. The reason why I don't think she struggled with overwhelm is because you can see that she's a planner. She's a planner, right? Because if we look, I wrote it twice. But if we look at, she considers a field and buys it, that tells me she's a planner. Hi, Tasha. Welcome. So glad you're here with us watching live. So we're going over the verse for one of the verses for today. So, and as I was saying, I don't think this wife of noble character struggled with overwhelm because, number one, you see she's a planner. Number two, you see that she feared the Lord, right? At the end there, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
She got wisdom, so she gets wisdom from God, clearly. She had strength and dignity. Where do you think she gets that strength? The Lord only. Where do you think we get our strength? I mean, we can't do it without God. She got up very early. I love this part. I know that we're not all morning people. I used to be more of a morning person, and now, I don't know, man. Like, I just don't know. I mean, I get up early because my body just gets me up early, but I am tired sometimes. It's not easy. I'm a little slower in my mornings. I'm in my 40s and I'm like, oh, it's not easy. But you know what I love about being getting up early in the mornings? I love that I can be in quiet, that no one else is up, and it could just be me and the Lord. And that's what I love. And it helps me find calm in my day and start my day upright. Tasha is watching from Georgia. I know Veronica is from Miami. Idania is from Miami and Jessica is from Miami. Tasha, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. All right. So another reason is because it says she was a giver. It says there she gave to the poor. You know, she didn't focus on herself. You know, a lot of we are givers, aren't we? We really are. I think women, and particularly if you're a mom, but women in general, Christian women, if you're a Christian woman, you're a daughter of God, you're probably a giver, I would say, because the Holy Spirit is not going to allow you to be selfish. You're going to be giving. Sometimes we come, not that there's too much to give, no, because there's never too much. But like I said earlier in this live, we need to set up certain boundaries to know what to say yes to and no to and ask God for wisdom. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So a lot of us here watching, we're givers naturally, and that's awesome. And she gave, and she was not self-focused. But not every, some days we can be very self-focused. I'm to blame for that. So we have to make sure that we are outwardly focused. That will help us a lot with our overwhelm. We're not going to focus too much on our own problems, right? Idania says she managed her time well. I need to apply this. Oh, listen, Idania, you're not alone, because I'm still learning to manage my time. I am getting better, but oh my goodness, I am still a far away. Like, I'm getting help right now from a coach who's helping me with that. Like, that's how much I need it. Maybe it has to do with my ADHD, all that, but I don't know. But it's not easy. It's not easy. So I hear you, my sister. But as long as we're growing, that's the important thing, right? So, all right. Another word I see here. Francesca, welcome. Welcome. So glad you're here with us. As you're coming in, tell us where you're watching from, what state or what city. It's so good to have you guys here. So, so again, I don't think she struggled with overwhelm, the Proverbs 31 woman. Because she feared the Lord, she was an early bird. That doesn't mean you have to be an early bird, but she found time to find calm and peace and efficiency. So whatever that is for you, it might not be in the morning. It might be at night. It might be during the midday. It's okay. Okay. But find that time. You need to have that calm, that time with the Lord was just you and him. That is so important. It's what my podcast is all about. Time with the Lord, prioritizing time with the Lord, connection with the Lord. Another thing is, while it was still dark, again, these are questions I'm answering. I already did the SIT method, so I wrote my questions down, but I'm just going over the answers to the questions as I did the research later. So this is something that I would do in the weekend after I do the SIT method, okay? So again, these are the fine linen and purple. I was like, oh, I looked at a commentary and it said here, it's not that women must use these colors or make clothes to be godly. Rather, the broader idea is to commend a woman who is diligent and competent such that her family benefits from her efforts. So again, it's not like you have to wear linen and purple. Okay, don't worry. But it's that your diligence shows, like, you really provided. Okay, so, and then of course, I looked up the word vigorously, because even though I know what that means, I wanted to like really emphasize that it has effort and energy. We got to give energy into what we do to glorify God. How do we get that energy? Let's get practical. We got to get sleep. We got to try to plan our days a little bit better. It doesn't have to be perfect. We got to learn how to say no in wisdom and yes in wisdom. We got to not stop giving, but remember to be wise with your time.
and rest.
So that is part two of the live Bible study using the sit method. Now, there's one more part coming up next week, and this is a different method. But before I let you go, I did want to mention something. You know, there is something that I had in my notes, and in the live Bible study, I completely forgot to mention it. And I was like, no. And it was about, of course, the Proverbs 31 woman, the wife of noble character. There was a part there that I mentioned in my part one episode last week that I said I'll revisit later. And I was like, oh, I never revisited. So I have to just tell you before I let you go here, my sister. So remember when I said, okay, there was a verse that said she can laugh at the days to come. And I said, we got to talk about that. Well, sister, this is probably one of my favorite parts. And I don't know how I missed it. She can laugh at the days to come. When I saw that, I mean, I've seen that several times, but the last time I really studied it and really looked at it, I was like, oh, she doesn't need to worry. That's what it means. She doesn't need to worry. She doesn't need to feel overwhelmed. She doesn't need to worry. Like, she can laugh at the days to come. You know, she's a planner. She's not perfect, but she's a planner. She's an entrepreneur. She provides for her family, as well as I'm sure her husband did as well. But she took care of things. She took care of her kids. Like I said in my part one, I at first thought, oh my gosh, this woman, like, how are we supposed to be like her? Seriously. But actually, no, she is someone that we can be like. We just need to understand that she isn't Miss Perfect. And I'm sure she had her flaws, but the intent of this these verses are to highlight these noble characteristics. It didn't highlight anything negative. It was, the purpose was to highlight the noble, like, it just, it highlighted, that's the name of the title, right? That's the title of the verses, right? And so it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful epilogue. And I just wanted to, before I let you go, I wanted to say that because I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I missed that in the live. And I just really wanted to make sure that you understood that she can laugh at the days to come. It's like, you don't have to worry, sister. So this is what I'm here for in this podcast. And if you notice, I don't know if you noticed, there is a brand new title to the podcast. And I talk about the same things. Nothing has changed, really. It's just that I wanted to come up with a clearer title. So when people found me, they're like, oh, that's what she does. Like, it's not any guesswork. So instead of being called the Intentional Christian Woman, which, by the way, is still the name of my website. So it's still the same. That's not going to change, at least for a long time, as far as I know it. So it's still the, you know, if you want to reach out to me, anything like that, just go to theintentionalchristianwoman.com. But the title of this podcast, as you probably see, is called Her Intentional Bible Study, because that's really what I do. I help you become intentional with your Bible study. I help you with creating a routine. I help you find those crevices of time in your day to make sure that you have Bible study, even as little as 7 minutes. And most important, I teach you that you have to have a daily walk with God, no matter what you do. And there's different ways to connect with God, but Bible study, hearing from God from the Bible, is key to growing in your walk and in your faith with Him, connecting with Him, and very important that you hear from Him. All right, sister. So I wanted to mention that as well. I love you. Know that I am praying for you, my sister, and I will see you next week.
Hey sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further, because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.